Hello everybody, it's your boy Pranbert. I'm back. I hope everybody's having a good week. Today is just a few days after the Super Bowl, and I just wanted to quickly talk about that special performance and the halftimes of the Super Bowl, because it's been getting a lot of news. So if you did not already watch it, or if you did not already know, my boy Justin Timberlake did the performance at the halftimes of the Super Bowl. I personally enjoyed it, of course, because I love Justin from the NSYNC days, from the Frosted Tip days, and all those days when he's dancing Dirty Pop, and all the other days when he's like, I want you back, and the It's Gonna Be Me, that kind of days. All those days, I like him. And even this day, the Super Bowl day, I loved him. I don't know why there's been a lot of bad reviews, which I'll get to. But as per my opinion, I think he was amazing. First of all, he was wearing this nice shirt with the country theme. It had a little bit of animals on it. A little bit of forestry, a little bit of flora and some fauna. And then it also had a bandana on the top on his neck. Which is good because he's such a good singer that he has to wear the bandana on his neck to keep his voice preserved. And it was a red bandana. So, first of all, the halftime show started with his friend, Jimmy Fallon, sitting on a Pepsi billboard with a Pepsi bottle. And he said to us, ladies and gentlemen, Justin Timberlake. And then it started in the club. I think it was somewhere in the depths of the arena or the stadium. It was in one of those secret entrances. And then it started with Justin Timberlake. He was back to the camera, and then the music started. It was this new song, Pilty. The Pilty song, you know, the one that came out in the New Year's. His new album song, Pilty. You know that one? The do-do-do-do-do, with the auto-tune. And he did that. It sounded amazing, of course. He was dancing on the stage, lasers here, there, everywhere, and around the square. But even though the stage was rectangle, he went up the stage, he went down some stairs, he touched some girl's butt, and then he proceeded outside to the open-air stadium. And then, when he got outside, the music turned to the Rock Your Body. You rock your body, please wait. And then what I like was his dancers were the original Rock Your Body dancers. I don't know if you know them, but it... One of them is Marty's, Kodelka, then that guy Hoff, the Asian guy, and then the new guy Iben from So You Think You Can Dance, at the Hello Old Season of So You Think You Can Dance, Iben, and another other guy who looks like Marty, and then some girls, but they did the dancing in a very narrow runway, but it was the great choreography. And Justin was killing it, of course, hitting the papa, papa, just, please wait, don't be too quick to, you know, that kind of stuff. And then the most interesting thing is this was the song that was the controversial song from the 2004 Super Bowl with Janet Jackson's. Because that's the song when he ripped the dress of Janet Jackson's and exposed her boobies, or one of the boobies. And then that's why there was a big controversy, and then he was the backlash with Janet and Justin. But this time, just before he got to the part of the song where it said, I'm gonna take your clothes up, he stops and he said, stop! And then he says, to the camera, and he points. And then the song changes to Senorita. You know the music of the piano from the Senorita? It turns to that. And then he proceeds to another stage. Another stage. With like, he had like a glass stage. And he did the song, Sexy Box. You know that song? The one where I'm bringing Sexy Box. That kind of songs. And then, after the sexy box, he does the dancing sexy box. Oh, yeah, sexy box. He goes into a rock version of My Loves. You know, the My Loves. But it wasn't the dancey version. It was the rock and roll version with electric guitar. And the best part of this My Loves is there's a Filipino dancer there. He makes his first appearance. His name is Lyle Beniga. Filipino guy. Very, very dark Filipino guy. Well, he's a great dancer. I one of my favorite dancers. Not just because he's Filipino, but his moves are on point, very, very sharp, always hitting it on the beat. And he's dancing there with his girlfriend, a blonde girl. And then Justin walks by there, Lyle is dancing, and when I was watching, I'm like, oh, there's Lyle! Wow! Lyle Beniga! And then I lost my mind a little bit, but then I got my mind back. And then Justin, after he sings the My Loves, he does a breakdown, an absolute breakdown on the field, where no singing, but straight choreography, dancing, with Lyle and Marty and Ivan and all those guys in a triangle formation on the grass. And it was so sick. It was amazing. Justin Timberlake was vintage Justin Timberlake. Like from 10 to 15 years ago. That's how good it was. And I was, again, I lost my mind on that one. And then the music stops. And then all of a sudden, this was one of my favorite parts. The music goes to Suit and Tie. You know that song with the Giga Man, JC Giga Man, Hova. Then he does a microphone, amazing tricks. Then he kicks the microphone and then it bounces back. He puts it behind his back. And then a little bit like Usher. But this one, it looked like he practiced a lot. And it was quite impressive. Quite impressive. And I again lost my mind, Suit and Tie. And then, the big surprise, he went to a piano. First, he was singing that song that he sang with Beyonce, Until the End of Times. He sang that one. But then, there was a burst during that song where Prince came on a big sheet of, a big kumot, a big sheet. Like, I don't know if it's clean or it was newly laundered. I don't know if it was 1,000 thread count, 5,000 thread count. I don't know. I unfortunately did not look into it that deeply because my mind was blown. Prince, the hologram of Prince, was singing along to the Until the End of Time song. And they did a shot of the outside of the stadium. It was all purple. Like everything, like they put new lights all over the city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and made it all purple. Like the Vikings. Or the Prince's official team color. Amazing. So beautiful. You could even see the traffic was there. It was moving outside. You can tell which, if you were driving and you were watching this, you could tell which roads were empty. You could take shortcut there, here, there, everywhere. All around the square. But even though the grid is like a square. So that makes more sense. But yeah, that happened. And then after that, it went into the song Mirrors. What was cool is that the stage was all mirrors and there were several people, maybe hundreds, on the field with holding up mirrors. So it was like a whole mirror stadium effect. And he went on this rising thing that was all mirrors as well and he sang the mirror song. Pocket pulling in, pocket this, pocket that. And then, I mean, you're my mirror. Yeah, like that, like this. And then led into the finale, which was Can't Stop. I Can't Stop the Feeling. You know that song from the movie Troll? Yeah? The one where he's Branch? That's the one. The one that is so popular, so catchy. Sunshine in my pocket. I got that good salt in my pits. You know that one? And he sang it and he walked across the field. Lyle Beniga was in the front with him. Amazing choreography, dancing again. And then he took a picture. With a kid, selfie. He's like, hey, kid. Oh, he went to the stands. And he said, he saw his kid. And he said, hey, take this picture with me. But the kid, first of all, he looked a little bit awkward because he was very young. I don't know if he knows who Justin is, or if he knew the, he kind of knew a little bit of the words probably from watching Trolls. But then he was kind of fumbling with his camera, and in my head I'm like, kid, get your camera. If you see Justin climbing the stairs towards you, get your camera ready. What are you expecting? He's gonna come. And he's gonna ask, give you time to get your camera ready and then take the selfie? Are you crazy? That's what. And now the kid is getting ripped in the social medias, like, because he didn't have the camera and he was a little bit awkward. But to be honest, it was a great moment for him. And I thought it was very nice of Justin to pick him out and then take a picture. And then that's how it ended, selfie. And then Justin said, Super Bowl selfies, you know, that kind of thing. And then that was it. And I was amazing. I stood up. A round of applause. Mind-blowing. And then the only thing is, afterwards, I read the reviews and a lot of people did not like it. They thought that Justin is too corny. No. First of all, no. Unless it's sweet corn, because his dancing is his performance to a sweet. And corny, they're saying that he doesn't have it, and they're saying that the songs were just okay, he's over his prime now, he's undercooked or something, prime rib. I don't even know what they were saying. But I honestly, if you read these reviews, they're wrong, because he was amazing. The only thing I would have had if he bought back like the Joey Fatone and the Kirkpatrick Christopher and the Lance Bass, you know, those guys, JC, Shazus, if he brought back them, the NSYNCs, it would have been amazing. Even epic style. But I don't know, maybe they were BC. I don't know what Joey Fatone is doing now. I think he's eating a pasta or something like that. I don't know. The last time I saw him, he was promoting some kind of pasta, so he's probably eating it. I don't know. So if I wish he had them, but I guess he didn't have time, or his text plan was over. He's over the limit, so he couldn't text them to come. But whatever the reason, it's okay. Just my opinion that it would have been better, but it was still good. So these reviews by Variety, Time, other sites, entertainment sites, ripping into him. They're wrong. Even Sinbad made a tweet or a comment where, oh, you this prince. No, Sinbad, you're bad. You're a sin to yourself. So, and you're over the hill now. Nobody knows you since Jingle All the Way. You have the audacity to say this. Come on, man. Come on. This is Justin Timberlake. Amazing. Amazing singer, amazing dancer, amazing everything, great outfit. So that's my review of his show. If my suggestion, ignore all the haters, because haters are gonna hate always. Waiters are gonna wait. Alligators are gonna alligate. Purulators gonna purulate. So just let them be and enjoy it. Amazing performance. And thank you for listening to me. I'll be back more with more reviews, but as I just wanted to get that off my chest. My chest has some kind of rush because I was been keeping this on it since the Sunday of the Super Bowl. But now I've let it go and I can put topical cream and then Vaseline so I can the rush will go away. But thank you, Justin. You are a legend. Thank you for that performance. I hope everyone have a nice day, okay? Take care. Bye.